Okay, today's daf is Beitza, daf Yud Beis. Beitza Yud Beis, we left off Yud Aleph Amud Beis towards the bottom of the page. We had been discussing in the last Mishnah, Machlekes B'Sham Beis Hillel, whether the vendors in the stores, whether they're able to open up the trisin, their windows, their shutters, which was they used to open up and use that to display the wares for people to purchase, and specifically on Yom Tov, things that were needed for Yom Tov. So Beis Shammai says it's prohibited. Beis Hillel says he's allowed to open the shutters and close them and put it back. And the reason Beis Shammai doesn't allow it is because Eel says, Yesh Binyan V'Stira B'Kalim. There's an Isra of Binyan V'Stira in Kalim. These booths were not affixed to the ground, but that had a status of a Kli. And there's Binyan V'Stira within a Kli, whereas Beis Hillel holds Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kalim, and therefore it's permissible, especially in the light of Simchas Yom Tov, in order that people should be able to have what they need for Yom Tov, so therefore it's permissible. Of course, they can't do a regular transaction, a regular monetary transaction as Yom Tov, but they can do a some sort of buying on credit or either paying before Yom Tov, paying after Yom Tov, but there's other ways to affect the transaction without actually doing Mechem Emker on Yom Tov itself. So that was the Mishnah we had yesterday. Our Gemara is going to bring now a Brisa, actually two Brises really, but a Brisa that clearly has a different version of Machlekes than our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, Beis Shammai, you can't open the shutters nor close them. Beis Hillel holds you can do both. In the Brisa, we're going to say that everyone agrees you can open the shutters. It's simply Machlekes about closing it. Let's see the more inside. Masis like Tana, we're picking up from the first word on the line, six lines from the bottom of the page. Tana, Masis in our Mishnah is not like the following Brisa. The Tanya went to the Brisa. I'm Rabbi Shimon Elazar, made the Mishnah Beis Hillel, Shemesachin has a tree, some Yamtiv. They both agree you can open up the shutters on Yamtiv in order to be able that the vendor can sell things to people that require. That's not a machlekes. Lenechlo, where is the machlekes? Ella hachzer, replacing the shutters, putting it back. Shabbat Shama Imrim, a machzir, one cannot put it back. Beis Hillel Imrim, af machzir, Beis Hillel says, you even allowed to, not just open it, you even allowed to put it back. Now, a key point again that came up, I believe it was after the shiur last night, but there's a machlekes, Rashi Tosfos, fundamental machlekes, which Reb Leon brought up yesterday, that even according to Beis Hillel, Tosfos is of the opinion that when you're doing a stark, a very strong form of binyan within a kli, there would be yesh binyan b'kelim. It's only ein binyan b'kelim. Standard fixing a kli is called ein binyan b'kelim. But something which is like a ma'isa uman, something which is more strong, that would definitely be considered something that would be called yesh binyan b'kelim. Even according to Beis Hillel, Rashi doesn't seem to subscribe to that idea in Shabbos. It comes up a few places in Shabbos. The latest was, I think it's Kufna Gimel in Shabbos. So it comes up a few places in Machlekes. Over here, the discussion would be, if you hold ein binyan v'stira b'kelim, but this would be shtark, so you have to say that because of a combination of Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov, and the fact that you're not really doing a strong, this is not considered an umman type of binyan, therefore it would be permissible according to base Hillel. Okay, why would there be a reason to be careful, to be makbid? So the bottom speaks out, because we're scared maybe you will affix it fully properly, Shem Yitaki, affix it fully properly, and affixing it fully properly, like we're saying, would be indeed a form of binyan, even in Beis Hillel, that could potentially be a problem if you mamish affix it like a mais umman. But anything short of that, the chayra would be okay, especially in light of Yom Tov. Fine. Says the price, but the point is the price clearly says that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, you let it open up the shutter. In our Mishnah, Beis Shammai held you can't open the shutter. So that's clear, right? The price is not like our Mishnah. Says the price further, and this is going to be the point of contention between this price, seemingly contention, and the next price. This thing is a concern, Bechlal, about putting the shutter in and out, is Dafkwan has a pivot. When there's pivots there, if there's no pivots there, Tibakal, Mutter, totally Mutter, take it in, take it out. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, everyone agrees, Mutter, if there's no pivot. So if there's a pivot there, that's when it's a problem. If there's no pivot there, no little bolt sticking out where it can swing back and forth into the shutter, then it's totally fine to take it in and out. That is Brisa number one. Brisa number two. Fatanya, yes, the Gemara, we have a Brisa that says it seems the opposite. When there's no pivot, that's when there's machlekes. We just said a minute ago there's machlekes only when there's a pivot. When there's no pivot, it's for sure mutter. Everyone gives mutter. Here we're saying, no, machlekes is when there's no pivot. When there is a pivot, everyone's going to agree that it is usher. Everyone agrees that's usher. So what's going on over here? The two brises have they're at odds where the machlekes is. The machlekes where there's no pivot and everyone agrees that there's a pivot. It's for sure usher. That's the most recent brisa. Or no, machlekes is where there's a pivot, but when there's no pivot, everyone agrees it's mutter. Amar Abaye says that Abaye really explains very simple. There's three madrigas. Let's be outside, then we'll say it inside. There's three madrigas. There is putting back these shutters without a pivot at all. Then he is putting back the shutters with a proper pivots on top and on bottom. That's considered a real secure way of fixing it back. That's strong pivots. And then there's one pivot from the middle. One pivot coming out of the middle, not on top and on bottom, but one from the middle. That's kind of the in-between case. So really what's going on over here in the two Braises, they're not arguing. The Braises explain they're not arguing. They just have a different interpretation when they use the words, there's no pivot, and there is a pivot, what are they referring to? The first price says that when, the machoikis says when there's a pivot, but when there's no pivot, he's referring to the pivot in the middle. That middle type of pivot, he says, when there's a pivot in the middle, there's a machoikis. But Shabbos has a problem, Misil says not a problem, but when there's no pivot at all, Evanugis is mutter. The second price that seems to be saying that no, when there's a pivot, Evanugis is usher, and even when there's no pivot, it's a machoikis, he's calling that case where there's only a pivot in the middle, he's calling that case no pivot, because in comparison to a pivot on top and bottom, it's like not having a pivot. So he's saying in the case where there's a pivot in the middle, that's where it's machlokes, which is exactly what the first price says. And then he's adding that when there's a pivot on top and bottom, everyone agrees it's usser. First price wasn't even talking about that case. So it comes out that there's three madrigas, and everyone's really in agreement, both prices are in agreement, where the machlokes is, it's in the middle case, and they're both in agreement that in the case where there's no pivot at all, it's for sure mutter, and the case where there's a double pivot, it's for sure usser. Let's see it inside. Amra baye. When the shutters have a pivot at each end, I'm calling it top and bottom, even though the midrash is minatzad, but when it has a pivot at each end, that's also how the pictures demonstrate it. When there's a pivot both on top and bottom, that's going to be usher, because that's a real solid binyan. By the way, even, we'll suppose right there for a second, even in that isser, it's really actually a machlokes. The Rishonim point out, it'll still be machlokes b'sham b'silo. What is that isser? Is that an isser deraisa or an isser derabanan? In Beis Shammai, it would be an Issa Deraisa. Yesh Binyan Bekelem, Issa Deraisa. In Beis Hillel, Rosh Hashanah want to say, it would be Aser, but it would still only be an Issa Derabanan. It wouldn't be a proper din of Binyan. On a Deraisa level, it would be an Issa Derabanan. Okay, that plays a role with the next line of the Gemara. So when there's a pivot on top and bottom, everyone agrees, it's Aser. When it's Ein Lemtzir, Kolikir, Devekel Mutter, when there's no pivot at all, everyone agrees, and it's totally Mutter. No problem. And that's what the first price I mentioned. Ki Pligi Beis Shammai, when's Machlekes? Between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when there's a pivot b'emtza, and that both prices agree, this is where the machlokes is. When there's one pivot in the middle, not two, and not zero, rather one in the middle, that's where there's machlokes. What's the machlokes? Top of Yud Beis Abnalf, Marisav Agashin Tzir b'emtza, Atu Tzir minatzad. The Beis Shammai says, we're geyser, even in the case we have a pivot in the middle, even though it's not really a problem, because even though it's also not so secure, we're geyser onto a case where there's two pivots, and therefore it's no good. And Beis Hillel says, Marisav, Alekishim Beis Hillel says, we're not geyser. And the Rishonim elaborate beautifully that it's Lishitasim, it fits very well. According to Beis Shammai, that the issue when you have two pivots is Deraisa, so we have one pivot in the middle, it makes sense to make a gzeira onto that case of Deraisa. According to Beis Hillel, we even have two pivots, only Drabanan, you're not going to make a gzeira when you only have one pivot in the middle, we don't make gzeira so quickly onto Drabanan. That is that's understanding of this machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel within the pivots. But the point is, both prices are really agreeing. Both prices are ultimately agreeing that in ways the machlokes, when there's a pivot in the middle, that's just machlokes. And the both prices agree that if there's no pivot at all, if there's zero pivot at all, then it's going to be mutter. And both prices agree that if there's a pivot on top of bottom, then it's going to be usher. Okay, zakta the Mishnah. Beis Shammai Emrim, Mishnah top of Yud Beis Manalf. Beis Shammai Emrim, this is a very famous Mishnah, very famous Yisayid, with regards to the concept of Mataych on Yom Tiv. Right, let's see. Beis Shammai Emrim, Ein Maitzian, we are not allowed to carry on Yom Tiv, Leis HaKotav, Leis HaLulav, Leis HaSefer Torah. You cannot carry on Yom Tiv outside. Obviously, talking about places no Erev. Katan, a child, a Lulav, or a Sefer Torah, Lushas Rabim, and Tushas Rabim. Ubeisil Matir, Ubeisil says Mutter. Now, what's going on over here? Just a basic background. We know that on Yom Tov, as opposed to Shabbos, there's some basic lukim. On Yom Tov, we're allowed to, Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. One is allowed to cook foods, prepare foods for cooking. The melachas that are needed directly preparation with cooking are Mutter. Whereas on Shabbos, of course, it's Usser. Another chiluk is on Yom Tov, you know you're allowed to carry, whereas on Yom Tov, you can't carry. The question is the carrying, what's this idea that you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov? Is it the basic understanding is, the Gemara is going to stick with this essentially, is that the idea of carrying really is Nevea, comes out from the din of Eichel Nefesh. On Yom Tov, just like Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, and that includes carrying my food from place to place, so too carrying in general is Mutter. Once carrying, let's say Eichel Nefesh is Mutter, the Lashon is Mutter, that is Mutter to carry, let's say it's Mutter to carry, also not let's say it. So seemingly the Machlekes Beis Shammai Sil, and this is going to be the first Gemara right away, the Gemara is going to touch on this elaboration, that Beis Shammai holds that we don't say Mutter. We don't say mitaych. Eichel nefesh is mutter. Carrying for eichel nefesh is mutter. Carrying for other purposes, lulav, even mitzvahs, sefer Torah, katan. No, you can't do it. And Beis Hillel's mater, we say mitaych. Mitaych that we matter, let's say, for purposes of eichel nefesh. It's mutter also for non-purposes of eichel nefesh. provided that something which is considered, we'll see that's a famous klal, it's got to be davar shavu chol nefesh. It's got to be something which is considered equal for, just like food is something that all people need, so it's got to be something that all people require, it's got to be relevant for all people, but then it's going to be mutter even out of the realm of food. It's a heter of mitzvah. Let's see the Gemara. Tana Taka Meidur of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. They taught in a brisa of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Hashaych el Zadav Yamtiv Leika, one who shechts an Eilus Nedava Yamtiv Leika. Now let's think for a second. Eilus Nedava means it's not an Eilus, which is Chayva Siyayim. It's Nedava. It can be brought today, it can be brought tomorrow. It's not an Eilus Chayva, and you can't even eat it, because the Eilus gets fully burnt. Had it been another carbon, which even though it's a Nedava, if at least part of it goes to Kahan and part of it goes to the Bailam to eat, okay, so it's Basar that's being eaten on Yamtiv. You need it for, you're eating meat on Yamtiv. That's your lot of shechtel, Sarah Chantev. Beautiful. But over here, it's an eilus getting fully burnt, and it's nedava, it's not a chayvus ayayim. Therefore, the person's leg, he gets malchus for shechting something on yantiv. It's malachas on yantiv, one gets malchus for being over the malachas yantiv. He's over the malacha of shechita for not excusable on yantiv, and therefore he gets malchus. That is a statement, a brayse that was taught in the presence of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Amalei Avdimi said, the Amalek Mani, who's telling you this statement? Beshamahi, it must be the author, meaning who's the author of this brisa? It must be Beshamahi. This brisa must be authored by Beshamahi, who says, Le'arminon, to Amri, Le'arminon, Metech Shutra Itzal Tzarech, Hotchadam Mishle Tzarech. D Beis Hillel, Ho Amri, Metech Shutra Itzal Tzarech, Hotchadam Mishle Tzarech. We have a Machlekes B'Sham Be'Silel. This is very clear how Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi is interpreting our Mishnah. B'Sham says, we do not say Metech that you could carry Shalei Letzerich. You can also, I'm sorry, Letzerich. You can also carry Shalei Letzerich. We don't say that. And therefore, over here, you don't say Metech that you could Shech Karbanis Letzerich. You could also Shech Shalei Letzerich. And therefore, it would make sense that there's Malkus. But according to B'Silel, it says that we could carry Metech Shutra Haitzel Letzerich, Hotanam Shalei Letzerich. So Hachanami says the Gemara, Metech Shutra Shechit Letzerich, Hotanam Shalei Letzerich. Just like we were matir shchita letzerich, we'll be matir shchita also shalei letzerich. That is the shita. That's Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Clearly, he's qualifying. He's explaining who must be the author of the brisa. It must be Rav Shammai. And from his reasoning why it must be Rav Shammai, you really see the interpretation that we explained to the Mishnah as we got it from. That the machlokes B'Shammai still is whether or not we say that once it's mutter to carry letzerich for tzerich echonefesh, you can carry also shalei letzerich for other purposes as well. Malacha called of Eitzah has a dispensation, became mutter. Once it's mutter letzerech, it's mutter even shalai letzerech. Now, there is a shtarka ara, Taisus asks, that it's very clear in the Gemara later on. If you go to the middle, it says long Taisus, the first Taisus, the page. If you go to the, I say about a third of the way down, Vim Tamer, last word in line, Taisus asks, Hafilu Beisil Maid Leika. Beisil shows me Maid that you like. Why? Because it's in our Gemara, coming up in a week from now, in Beitza, it says, the Dharma of Davis ain't creating Yomtiv. You're not allowed to bring them Yomtiv. And we say Beis Hillel conceptually agrees to that din. Beis Hillel agrees that you don't bring Nedarma Nedavas Ayantiv. If that's the case, why are we saying our Mishnah is Dafka like Beis Shammai? Let it even be like Beis Hillel. Answers Taisvis. It's a drash of Mechem V'Lei L'Gvaya. Lechem, you can bring Shecht, but not Lagvaya, which is a lava b'machalasei, and says lava b'machalasei ain't lakin love. So he says you're right. Beis Hillel may agree to Beis Shammai that one cannot shecht a carbon eila that is a nedava on yamtiv because he's not going to be able to eat from it. So even with the concept of mateich shetra, it wouldn't allow for shechting el nedava. But we have a drasha of lechem, you can't shecht Lagvaya. But Malchus you won't get. Malchus you're not going to get because the whole source over there is Lechem Lagvaya, which is Labachalasei, and Labachalasei has a Dinamasei, and therefore there's no Malchus. So this is just pointing out a technicality in our Gemara. Yitzchak Bar Avdimi was saying that once Beis Hillel says Mateich, you're able to Shech Eilus. On Yom Tov, they're saying, Lamais is not true. Ultimately, you can't Shech Eilus even going to Beis Hillel, but for a different reason, from a different Pasuk. But conceptually, the lumdus of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, which is that we have a concept of Mateich going to Beis Hillel, once it's Mutl Tzerich, it's Mutl Shalom Tzerich, that would apply across the board and be the explanation in our Mishnah why Beis Hillel allows for carrying Sefer Torah, the child, and the lulav. Now, there's a very interesting lumdus, interesting discussion in the Ksav Sefer. There's two interesting points. The more prevalent point, really, the Ksav Sefer is a lumdus. We'll get to in a second. But the bigger discussion here, and this, I don't really have a clear answer. And the truth is, I was learning this from a Kenner today, and he brought up the issue, and he doesn't really have until today. He doesn't have a svarim, halacha svarim on Sukkot, on Pesach. He doesn't have a clear guideline. The gedele in Nisa Kalim in the Shulchan Aruch don't really give the clearest guideline as to what's called enough of a tzairich to be able to say that metech shota leil tzairich chutz tzairich, meaning what's a tzairich? Is a mitzvah automatically a tzairich? If I need a lane, so carrying a sefer Torah is for sure a tzairich. What's called tzairich? Meaning it's pashut, anything physical, we derive from achila, and just like you're allowed to do these various melachas for achila purposes that are mutter, so too, like itzah for achila purposes mutter, so too for other physical comforts. It's interesting, over there it seems to be more clear that it's permissible. But when it comes to other mitzvah-like concepts, as one, do we say mitaych and allow for different malachas that could have been done for eichlefesh, for food, to be done also for the mitzvah? So no, it's not considered enough for tzarech. As an example, if I remember correctly, the Mishnah Brura brings a debate about a yahrzeit candle, about lighting, for one day light a yahrzeit candle for Yantiv, and he has yahrzeit on Yantiv, what's light a yahrzeit candle? And the Mishnah Brura is noted that a person should not light the yahrzeit candle, skip it. Don't light the yahrzeit candle. It's so simple. You like we light stuff all the time. You want to have a little more light by your Shabbos table? You light a candle by Yantiv table? You light a candle because we want to have a little more light. Totally mutter on Yantiv. It's Eichel Nefesh. When it comes to the physical, we have the idea that's where Eichel Nefesh is Nevea from. Over there, we're much more lenient. It's much more obvious with the power of it's, you know, if it's Kartum Atayich, it's considered part of the same Heter of Eichel Nefesh. Once you exit that realm and come to the realm of doing a malacha just because of convenience, or even for a mitzvah or for a minig, there's big discussions in the Peskim if that works or not. Mishnah Brura's night to say, nah, that there's other cases. I forgot where he was bringing up. What was another case? Oh, yeah, Lecha Mishnah. Let's see, you need Lecha Mishnah. Let's say you have bread, but you don't have Lecha Mishnah. Are you allowed to carry just to get Lecha Mishnah? You think for sure that's Achila. But it's not for Achila, really. It's only for the mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah. Is that a good enough reason to carry? It's unbelievable. You'd say it's Pashit in our minds. Okay, we have Erevs also. So fast in Toronto, at least, it's even easier. But even in places that I grew up in New York where they never Erev, it was very, very common. Whatever you need, you just carry. It wasn't even like that much of a thought, right? Things that aren't necessary for Eichel Nefesh, not so simple. Even if we go with Basil, that this concept of Mateich, even how far we stretch it is a question. Another example he brought was, let's say you have a matzah, and you have a bro, you don't have two whole matzahs, but if you stick the matzah, the edge, into the oven, so it kind of crisps the edge, and now it looks like it gives you a shalom dika appearance, which is interesting, b'chal, if that works. But okay, it sounds like it works. Could you do that? These are old discussions, not so simple, not so pashut as one may think. That's the bigger picture. This will come up more and more. We'll come up more in this Masechta and elsewhere. But the Lumdus, let's just get the Lumdus quickly, of the Ksav Sefer. The Ksav Sefer in Tshuva, in Simon, Ksav Sefer.
Where about that?
I'm sorry?
Bris Mila.
One second. Let's hold off on that. The Ksav Sefer in Tshuvas, in Simon Samach Vav, so he has a Kishmak HaChakira. He has a Lumdus Shekler. When we discuss this idea that we only matter things that are shavu chol nefesh, we say mitaych, and therefore shavu chol nefesh, right? Which is one of the big basic questions about showers, for example, right? Shavu chol nefesh, is it shavu chol nefesh or not? Showering consistently on a daily basis or not? In maybe certain circles, yes. Of course, the world, or not. Of course, the world at large, brave people do not, right? In modern day, in our, for, you know, called first world societies, then, and where most people live, probably yes. Okay, but that's a big topic in the Mefarshim again. Big shalach chol ma'aseh, we're not getting into that either. But the lumdus of the Ksav Sefer is, Hishayla is it a din that you need davar shava l'chol nefesh for any particular act that I want to do? My pa'ula, my act, has to be shava l'chol nefesh, or my outcome, my tachlis, the purpose of it, has to be shava l'chol nefesh, which is more general. As long as the outcome is shava l'chol nefesh, even if this particular act is not shava l'chol nefesh, I can still do it. Or no, it's got to be the act itself. A basic example would be, a nafkmina would be, a chayla. Most people, baruch Hashem, are not chaylam. Most people are not chaylam. And therefore, they don't need certain things to be done for them that a chayla may need. So most people don't need the act to be done. But everybody wants to feel good. And the act that the chayla is doing to feel better is certainly considered shavu chol nefesh in the outcome. The tachlis of it is to feel better, to feel pleasure. That certainly would be considered shavu chol nefesh. But the specific act that the chayla may want need to do, whatever it is, the specific act that the chayla may need to do, that is not an act of pahula that's done by the hamainam. Would that be considered something that's permissible? Or is it considered not shavu chol nefesh because most people don't need to do the specific act, as I declared the Ksav Sefer in Shuvas and Simas HaMachvav, and brings a raya from our Mishnah that you go based on the overall situation, the outcome, and not the specific pula, and therefore the chayla could do it. What's his raya? Because of lulav. Very interesting raya. Lulav is taken only by males, so that eliminates females. I mean, they could do it, right? We know by Ashkenaz, they even make a bracha. Svar, don't make a bracha. Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, where they can make a shem shikshenu v'mitzvah v'tzivanu. But even if they could take lulav, there's no mitzvah, there's no obligation for women to take lulav, and there's no obligation for ketanim to take lulav, right? It's chinuch, but there's no obligation. So it comes out that rave people from Klal Yisrael, nashim and ketanim represent the rave over the males. Rave people do not have to be busy with lulav, and yet we're saying altmateich, mateich is going to apply, and for carrying the lulav, mateich would apply that you're allowed to carry the lulav on. on Yom Tov. Says a Ksav Sefer, it must be that you don't look at it from independently from this pula. You look at it over the overall tachlis. Overall tachlis here is to do a mitzvah. Everyone in Klai Yisrael wants to be mekayim their mitzvahs. They want to be mekayim their mitzvahs. So yes, the mitzvah is not relevant for all of Klai Yisrael. It's relevant for a miyat he's going against all men, all male adults. You know, never think of the male adults as the miyat of Klai Yisrael. You always think of the world revolves around the male adults. So that's the feeling we sometimes get with the Torah, with the mitzvahs. But now he's saying it's supposed to be opposite. Rav Yudin don't have this mitzvah, and so you do it. Must be you go based on the outcome, not the pula. The outcome. The outcome is doing mitzvahs. Again, you could be vakvik on the raya because you could say that women also choose, should they choose to, can engage in the mitzvah as well. So you already have a rave, but again, the obligation is certainly only on the miyat. But again, his outcome is you don't go based on the act itself. You don't view the act in a vacuum. You view the overall tachlis, the overall pula, and if it's something that people in general would do, then therefore the outcome is something they'd want, even if this particular case isn't relevant to them, that also could be considered shava l'chol nefesh. Interesting idea. Okay, says the Gemara further. So far we've explained the Mishnah, the Machlekes, the Mishnah is whether or not we say Mitaych. You say Mitaych that it's Mutter for Eichel Nefesh, it's Mutter for Leil Tzarech as well, or not. Beis Hillel says it's Mutter, Beis Shammai says not. That's the fundamental understanding of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Who says you're bringing in Mitaych at all? Maybe the explanation for Mishnah, I'll speak outside, then we'll see it inside. Maybe the explanation of the Mishnah is very simple. It's a Machlekes whether the Melacha of Eitzah was ever put on Yom Tov. That's it. Simple machlekes. The Mishnah we're talking about itza. Beis Shammai held itza applies to Yom Tov, the same way applies to Shabbos, and Beis Hillel doesn't apply. Nothing to do with mitaychs. Don't start bringing me mitaychs. They just argue whether bechlal that melacha beitza applies. Says the Gemara, Amar Maskla Rabba, the might be Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but other pligi. Who says that they argue in this nekuda? Tama be'er beitza l'Shabbos fein erev itza l'Yom Tov kamifgi. Maybe they argue whether the concepts of erev and itza apply by Shabbos, apply by Yom Tov the same way they apply by Shabbos. Mar Savar erev itza l'Shabbos fein erev itza l'Yom Tov. It's Beis Shammai shita that erev and itza apply by Yom Tov the same way applies to Shabbos, and therefore they yasser carrying the lulav sefer Torah the katan in Rishus Rabbim. Umar Savar Beis Hillel holds erev itza l'Shabbos fein erev itza l'Yom Tov. Erev itza applies to Shabbos but not to Yom Tov, and therefore he's matter nothing to mitaych. He holds the whole itza doesn't apply. There's a discussion in the Lashon Erev Haitzah. Our focus over here mainly is really Haitzah. Our focus isn't so much Erev. Erev is relevant for carrying from a chutzer, a private chutzer, which Midrash anyway is not an issue. It's only a rabbinic issue. They're abundant treated that it appears like carrying from Rishus to Rishus, and therefore they require an Erev. But really our main focus is on the Haitzah. But there's a question exactly in the Girsa. Do you say the Girsa Erev Haitzah, and it's one thing, or it's Takas, two separate things? We'll leave it out for now. But the point is, the general style is...
He's talking
to Gemara's name. I'm sorry. Even Tchumen. Even Tchumen. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi, by the way, just to your point, Rashi does discuss. Rashi does a sort in Rashi over here where he brings the lashon by Erev. He says lashon of Erev Chatzeris. Im Nesra Itzab Yom Tov and Isaknu Hilchas Erev Chatzeris the Yom Tov. Rashi says Erev Chatzeris. The first one may be bothered. If I can take issue with that, Rashi, right? Maybe the answer would be Tchumen. Even Tchumen, if you remember correctly, who's the one that says Tchumen Zeraisa? It's Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva says Chumas Raisa, right? The Chum don't say Chumas Raisa. Now, just to full disclosure, that was about the Chum of 2,000 Amos. Rabbi Akiva says 2,000 Amos is Raisa, and the Chum says 2,000 Amos is Drabbanim. But what? Yud Beis Mil. Very good. Very good. Yud Beis Mil, we say, even the Chum agree, is the Raisa. Okay, so maybe, and the Chami, so maybe that can be another explanation. But the point, the main point over here is, the Gabe Elisa Itza. The Gabe Itza, if it doesn't apply by Yantiv, that could be Beis Hillel. And according to Beis Shammai, it does apply, nothing to do with Mitaych, says the Gemara. Further, just to explain, what would be the logic that Eitzah should apply by Shabbos, not by Yom Tov? K'dichsiv le'seitzim masim abateichem b'yayim haShabbos. It says the pasuk you shouldn't carry a masim from your house on Yayim haShabbos. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Now it's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, but it's actually interesting. The only two malachas that are spoken on the Shabbos in the Torah that are spoken out specifically, because the general issa malachas, the lamentas malachas, are from kum malach le'sasu. Very general. And we learn out from the Mishkan what the malachas are. The only two malachas that are spoken out is actually Haitzah and Havara. So now we're actually going to Pasuk in Yirmiyah, but the point is, Haitzah is singled out, and in Yirmiyah, when it's singled out Lagabe Shabbos. B'Shabbos and B'Yantav Lay. Maybe the Isra of Haitzah is Dafka Shabbos and not Yantav, and that'll be a Geshmak explanation. The Machlek is nothing to do with Mitaych, says the Gemara. We'll explain this the way Rashi learns, which is a very, very big chiddush over here coming up. Maskar of Yosef El Miata. If what you're saying is true, and that's the machlekes, very nice pshat, Beis Shammai may be still arguing dafka about whether Eitzah plus Yom Tov b'chal and not totally yimetayich, then why are they arguing about Eitzah? Liflegu bavanim. Let them argue about handling stones. Let them argue about whether stones are muktzah. Essentially, let them argue about muktzah. What? What shaykh is muktzah? Says Rashi, but you can jump the Rashi inside. Liflegu bavanim. He ain't isra Eitzah, ain't isra tiltel. Rashi says the isra of tiltel of muktzah is based on the isra of Eitzah. Shlei Neser Tiltel El Meshem Aitzah. Meaning Rashi further. Shlei Neser Tiltel El Meshem Aitzah. They only asked for Tiltel of Muktzah because of Aitzah. Umashlei Gazru Al Kol Tetulim. So hey, 1 second. Meaning, they said Tiltel of Muktzah is asked because you may come to carry it. Aye, so if that's the case, you shouldn't be able to carry anything. Why dafka things that we call muktzah, even things that are davar mutter, should also be also because you make up to carry outside, that carrying even a davar mutter, even something you use, your fork and knife, that you use on Shabbos, would also be a problem of carrying it outside, because you're carrying. Why don't we go to there, Rashi says, because it's impossible. How are you going to live? Says Rashi, to make a gzera that you can't move any item, that you're ultimately going to, that you make, that you potentially could come carry, then you won't be able to live. And they don't make a gzera that people can't live. Okay, so Rashi is saying over here, the gzera behind muktzah is based on itzah, is a protection for itzah. And if you tell me there's a machlekes b'sham yisil, whether there's itzah yantiv, there's a machlekes if there's muktzah yantiv. So wouldn't that be a geshmaka place to put the machlekes? Interesting. The ikka machlekes is still by itzah, not by muktzah. But the point is, in order to bring out that point, you could have simply referenced the machlekes legabe muktzah, and that would have told me that A, they argue about muktzah, B, it's the van from machlekes about itzah, and I wouldn't have this confusion that it's possibly a machlekes about metoich. That is the taina. Ella, when the mifke of avanim, so Rashi says the fact that they don't argue by stones, shma mina by itzah shle l'tzerich pligi, must be the machlekes about haitzah that wasn't l'tzerich achila, haitzah not for food related, which is the way Rav Dimi explained it. The original understanding of the machlekes, that's the correct machlekes. Everyone agrees haitzah applies to yamtiv. The machlekes just is whether or not a mix applies to yamtiv, and the machlekes just is whether or not haitzah shle l'tzerich is mutter metoich that food is mutter. So too haitzah shle l'tzerich. Shammai says no, and Mesilla says yes, and the Mara is going to bring that Rabbi Yechon also subscribes to this explanation in the Mechlekes. We'll get there in a second, but it's good to point out, once we spoke out, that at least, again, Rashi is coming for our Gemara, but this Rashi in our Gemara is clearly saying that Gzir of Muktzah was a protection against Haitzah. It's clear, that's the simple reading of our Gemara, that's our Rashi's Gemara. We're not going to explain how Rambam learns the Gemara, but we'll point out that Rambam Perek Chavdal Hilchos Shabbos does give three other explanations for Muktzah, none of which related to Haitzah. Rambam's first explanation for Muktzah, the idea of Muktzah is that the it's a kav chaymer that we know this din of hiluchach, right? We say it in one of the zmiras hiluchat benachas, right? On the kerel Shabbos, we say the diber should be different. Dabr davar mitzay chavtecha, right? Even these different say from the neviim. We have all these things that we do different on Shabbos. So kav chaymer, if my walking is different, my talking is different, certainly my handling, the things I pick up in my hands and I deal with, should certainly be different as well. And therefore, the chazal gezer a muktzah that is. Reason number one, Rambam. Reason number two, he brings that kli shemach l'isser is a separate issue. That kli which is used for isser, you may come to use the kli, right? The kli which is used for isser, if you personally use the kli on Shabbos, he's over malach on Shabbos, every isser on Shabbos, and therefore it's the second reason that muktzah would be specifically the second reason muktzah would be specifically kelim that are malach and l'isser. And then he brings a third reason, famous idea from Rambam, and that is that many people don't do malach all week. Many people, to modern day till today, many people, if you're not working in the fields, and you're not if you're not cooking in a kitchen, and you're not working in a field, then most people today, the only malacha that they may do from week to week, and as we get more and more technological, writing is a big one. People that write notes, people that write, that sign contracts, that sign papers, they just use pen and paper to write, they are doing malacha, of course, which is totally fine during the week. But many people have been limiting the amount that they write less and less. Even now, you sign things fake, on phones and on computers, digitally. And then the other malacha I can think of offhand for most people, besides for cooking or doing something in the field, or I take it back, or tradesmen that work in a physical, they work with their hands on trades. Those are all malachas. Those are all binyan. Those are all, whether it's tailoring, whether it's with binyan, that's also considered malacha. But again, most people in the circles are not necessarily doing trades or things like that. Maybe going in a car. When you go in a car, when you turn on the ignition, you're igniting a fire, that's avara. That's basically the malachas. And Haitzah, of course, Haitzah. But throughout the week, we're basically doing no malachas. And the point of why I'm bringing this up is, because Rambam says, what's the hecker between Shabbos and the rest of the week? For most people that don't do malachas anyway a week, what's going to be their hecker that Shabbos is different? Yes, I'm not doing malacha. I'm keeping the words of the Torah, but there's no distinction. Yes, so you mekadosh at the beginning. Rambam himself actually explains that the mitzvah derises and mekadosh is basically Gemara brachas of chav. You make kiddush in the beginning of Shabbos to Shtelbeck, and this is a resting of Shabbos, not just stop my punk tap to be resting, and you make Avdol at the end to show that my resting till now was also because of Shabbos, not just stop I'm resting from Malacha, not just happenstance and didn't do Malacha, it's purposeful. But the point is, we want more than that. We want to have a hecker that it should be Shvisa Hanikaris, is the words of Rambam. It should be Shvisa Hanikaris, and therefore making an Isra of Muktzah helps to establish, again, it's rabbinic, helps to establish a noticeable resting, because you're not doing the normal things that even people that don't do malachas, they do. You're staying away from Muktzah. That kind of cements the fact that it's a Shvisa and a Keres, it's a noticeable resting. Again, three reasons around for Muktzah, either Kal v'chomer from walking is different, talking is different, so certain way you handle should be different, Klish Machl Isser, Gezer you make up to use it, and therefore made a Muktzah. And lastly, a Shvisa and a Keres. Again, the point just is none of these reasons are the reason Agmar brings, which is that it's a protection for Haitzah. Okay, says the Gemara of Afra Bechlin again. Rabbi Bechlin also agrees that the Pshat of Mishnah is that Metek Shutral Haitzah Lutzerich, Chutunam Yishlel Lutzerich, as the Machlekes, says the Gemara inside. Afra Bechlin Tzavar Metek Shutral Haitzah Lutzerich, Chutunam Yishlel Lutzerich, Pligi, that's the Machlekes, Bisham Bezillel. Where do we see this? The Tanakamei Der Bechlin. A Bryce was Torah for Der Bechlin. Hamvash Gidanasha Bechelev, Biyamtiv. One who cooks Gidanasha in milk on Yantiv. Vachlei, and then eats it. So a person who cooks Gidanash and milk and yantiv and eats it, how many total malchus is he subject to? Like at chamesh, he's subject to 5 malchus. Why? Like a mishim mashal gid, first of all, he's like if you're cooking the gid, yantiv, gid's not edible. You can't cook a yantiv, things that aren't edible. He's over malach of yantiv for cooking for na'ayich lefesh purposes, and therefore he's chayiv a malacha of yamtiv. That's one malchus, cooking. Like a mishim mechel gid, he's also ayich like of eating the gid. Gid is asat eat. Like a mishim vash basachol, like because of vash basachol, the gid is considered a basar. Pashas the mandam, this mandam holds that gid and yesh begid meis and tam is considered basar, and therefore it's subject to basar v'chalav. That's malchus number 3. Like a mishim ayich basar v'chalav, he's also like for eating basar v'chalav. Malchus number 4. And what's the 5th and final malchus? I'm a vase v'leika tapa vase mishim havara. He's like also for the havara for making a fire on yantiv unnecessarily. So 2 of those 5 malchus, one was the last one was for havara, and the second one was for cooking the gid. The first one was actually for cooking the gid, and gid's not something you eat, so you cook it unnecessarily. But if you hold a mataych, then you would hold that mitaych that you can cook shlo tzarech. You can cook tzarech, you can cook shlo tzarech. You wouldn't be chayef to cook shlo tzarech. And havar also mitaych you can do havar tzarech. Havar shlo tzarech also should be permissible. Must be. Let's read inside. Amalei, Sir Bechna says to the person who mentioned this brisa, plake tanivra, take your brisa outside of the Spanish because it's not correct because you shouldn't have 5 malchus, you should only have 3. So he explains, Havara Bishal ain't a Mishnah. Havara and Bishal are not a Mishnah. Vim Tim's not a Mishnah. But if you say it is a Mishnah, they are incorrect. But if you want to say they are correct, they're not correct, Lalacha. If you want to say they're correct, that there's such a memra, it must be going like Beishamai. Beishamai, Darmi, must go like Beishamai, who says, La'amrina, Matech Shetzer, Etzel, Etzerich, Hachalam, Mishal, Etzerich. We don't say that once Etzel, Etzerich is permissible, so Etzel, Etzerich is also permissible. So Hachanami, we don't say, La'amrina, Matech Shetzer, Havar, Etzerich, Hachalam, Mishal, Etzerich. Once Matar, Havara, Etzerich, or Matar, Havara, also, Shal, Etzerich. We don't say that, and therefore, for non-food related purposes, and therefore there's going to be malchus to Beis Hillel. Point to Beis Hillel, Kiva the army, since he says, so clearly Rebbe Chanan is explaining our Mishnah that it's Mateich. Kiva that Beis Hillel says, Mateich Shahotro Eitzel Tzerech, Chutanami Shal Tzerech, that's like Eitzel Mutl Tzerech, Faich Nefesh. It's Mutl also for not food related purposes. So Achanami, Avaro Tzerech, Chutanami Shal Tzerech. Once Avara is Mutl Tzerech, it's going to be Mutl also not food related purposes. Now the point is, we still discussed this earlier. This is a conversation we started before about it's got to be something which is Episanid. It has to be Episanid. Just because it doesn't mean that Latsarich Eichel Nefesh is matter doing anything for no reason. It's got to be done for another need. It just happens not to be what we considered a classic Eichel Nefesh need. That's still enough. But it's got to be a need. So Taisus right away asked, Top Taisus asked, but over here is no need at all. There's zero need. Since it's the Davar Aser, there's zero need at all. You can't say, there's no need at all. There's no reason that could be mutter according to anybody. Even according to Beis Hillel, answers Taisus, a pell of an answer. It doesn't make sense, but it's a big chiddush. Unbelievable. Since this guy's planning to eat this, it's his food, and he ate it. That's the story. This guy cooked the Gidanasha, Bichalov, and ate it. He's a barbarian. He's doing a terrible avera, whether by mistake or purpose. That's not our focus right now. He is definitely cooking this to eat it. For him, it's Tzarech Yomtiv. He's cooking something he's not allowed to eat, Bichalov. He's cooking something which is totally us to eat. So what? You can't call it Tzarech Klau. It's considered a Tzarech, because since he's cooking it to eat it, therefore, it's considered a Tzarech. And therefore, would fit the guidelines that would still be permissible, at least according to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, maybe not, but according to Beis Hillel. But you see, from Rabbi Yechon's interpretation of the Machlekes, that he learns our Machlekes in our Mishnah is a Machlekes of Mitaych. Whether you say Mateich or not. Okay, so like the Mishnah, this Mishnah really, and the ensuing Gemara, we'll get to the, mostly down the page, the drop heads, 2 dots. Well, but this Mishnah and the Gemara really is going to just elaborate a 3-way Machlekes Tanayim on the machlekes b'sham and b'sil in our Mishnah. Let's see. Our Mishnah really is a chazara of two of the machlekes we quoted. We were discussing a list of machlekes where b'sham is the machmir on yantav, b'sil is the mekel, on the heels of the first Mishnah of the Masechta where b'sham is the mekel on yantav, and b'sil is the machmir. We are bringing a whole list of mishnayos where b'sil is the mekel, which is normal, and b'sham is the machmir, and we are bothered that it has a shtim with the first Mishnah, especially with the case of kisei adam. That's what Keshe Reyes. And Rabbi Yechon kept answering mechafas hashita. You got to flip the authors of the Mishnah, and we have machlekes Rishonim. Actually, which one are you flipping? You're flipping the Mishnah on the Beis that says that Beis Hillel's machmir by Kisei Adam and Bisham is Mekel, or are we flipping these Mishnayos that we're in the middle of these Mishnayos, these five Mishnayos where Beis Hillel seems to be the Mekel and Bisham is the machmir? Which one are we flipping? Taisus tells me flip these current Mishnayos, not the Mishnah of Beis. Opposite. Taisus held we flip the Mishnah back on the Beis about Kisei Adam, whereas Rashi held we flip these current Mishnayos, these Mishnayos that are in the middle of reading. Okay, let's keep that in mind. It'll be relevant right at the end of this year today. Beis Shammai Eimim, Ein Melichin, Ein Melichin Chalav, Matanis L'Kayin, Yamtiv. One cannot bring Chalas and Matanis L'Kayin, Yamtiv. Bein Shirmim Emesh, Bein Shirmu Me'ayim. One cannot bring the Chalas or the manas. The matanas are the three animal, the parts of the animal that go to the kayan. That's the Israel, the kayan, the keva. That's the cheek, the foreleg, and the stomach. That go, the matanas that go to the kayan. Beis Shammai says you can't bring him to the kayan yativ. Bein shemem emesh, whether they already were separated yesterday. Bein shemem emesh, whether they separated today. Either way, you cannot bring it to the kayan. Beis Hillel matirin. Beis Hillel is mater, seemingly in both cases, to bring it to the kayan. Amalam Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, just to be clear, it's not the bringing to the kayan that's the problem. It's not the itza that's the issue. It's the giving to the kayan that's the problem. It's the actual giving it over. Look at the top Tosfos. Pirish lav dafka meilichin. The issue is not meilichin. Do adinim yavek kayan lebeis. That's the kayan comes to your house. You don't have to shlap at all. No tercha. We're not worried about tercha. We're worried simply about the nesina. It's la yitnam. The issue is giving it over, doing that transaction of giving over these matanas on yantav. That itself is a problem. You may come to do the matanas, separate them on yantiv. It may appear a little like mecha memker. There's different reasons why we should say it's problematic. But that's the machlekes we're discussing over here. Beis Shammai Sil, Beis Shammai is concerned, and Beis Hillel is matir. He's not concerned. I'm on Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says Beis Hillel gzeir shava. Gzeir shava over here is a borrowed term. Gzeir shava is usually by psukim, right? You have the same word in two places. Make gzeir shava. Beis Shammai says I'll give you a comparison. Chala matanas l'kayin. Chala and the matanas that go for the animal, those are all gifts to the kayin. V'chuma matan l'kayin, and chuma as well is a matan to the kayin. Kishem shem alichas the chuma. You're masking to me that chuma, you can't separate chuma on yantiv. You're only allowed to separate chuma before yantiv. Chala we just had in yesterday or 2 days ago was daf, and manaskuna is the same idea. Manaskuna is almost really mufresh vaimid because it's body parts of the animal. But the point is, those you are allowed to separate on yantiv. Why? Because you're allowed to shecht, wait till you have to shecht to have the most fresh animal to shecht. And therefore, you're going to have to only separate the manaskuna portion on yantiv. Similarly, challah, we spoke about, you're allowed to make fresh dough on yantiv in order to have fresh challah, and therefore, once I make fresh dough, they were matir taking challah, even though they're aser trumas amaisus. Chazal says, aser, I'll take a money and I'll take trumas amaisus on yantiv, but challah could take. So, says Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, just like Chumah, you're masking, you can't bring it to the Kayin, you can't give it to the Kayin, because that can only be taken before Yantiv, and therefore you can't give it to the Kayin on Yantiv. So, Kach Emelichas Matanas, compare the Matanas to the Chumah and say you can't give it either. The obvious deflection, especially the way we just set it up, is, Amah Beis Hillel, Loi, how could you compare? Loi, Mamaritim, Chumah, Shein Zakar Baramasa, Temer Matanas, Shein Zakar Baramasan. How could you compare Chumah, which you cannot separate on Yantiv? Yes, I agree with you, according to this Lushan, according to this version of the Mishnah, the simple reading of the Mishnah, Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai that Chumah cannot be given to the Kayin on Yantiv, the same way you can't separate Yantiv. You have to separate before Yantiv, and therefore you should have given it before Yantiv. But these which could be separate Yantiv, Avada, you can give a Yantiv, and therefore your Raya from Truma is not a good Raya to Matanas and to Chala. That's Beis Hillel's deflection back to Beis Shammai. Okay, that's the version of the Mishnah, the way we have it is pretty clear, pretty self-explanatory. That's the Machlekes, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel is Sai on the Chala. And the harama and the matanas of behema that are from a carbon that was animal, not a carbon, animal that was shechted before yantiv, or chalas taken before yantiv, or on yantiv itself. Beis Shammai says, seemingly in both cases, it's usser, and Beis Hillel says in both cases mutter. Beis Shammai trying to bring a proof from truma, and Beis Hillel deflected the proof. But it seems like they both agree truma cannot be given. That is all the shakar of our Mishnah. We're going to have it now a three-way machlekes in the brisa as to what the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is, and seemingly only it's machlekes Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Acherim, and seemingly only Acherim at first glance slides into our reading of our Mishnah. That's going to be the majority of the next 10-15 lines. Let's see. Chasak adaitach shehumu meyayim v'shishu meyayim. When it says in the Mishnah shehumu meyayim, when it says in the Mishnah a case of matanas of today, it's shehumu meyayim v'shishu meyayim. The gifts that were separated today, the Zroy L'chai L'keva, were from an animal that was shechta today. Shermim Emesh, and the case the Mishnah describes, Shermim Emesh, the Matanis that were already set aside yesterday, that already were separated yesterday, means Shitta Shermim Emesh, it means already was shechted yesterday. Which means we just spoke out that according to our Mishnah B'Shamer Olds, that the gifts are usher to give the kain, whether it was from yesterday, Shechita, or from today, Shechita. We already spelled it out for us. Again, the Gemara just elaborates further, as that's the assumption of our Mishnah. Okay, and now based on this assumption, who's going to be the author for the following three Tanaim, the author of a Mishnah? Mani, who's the author of a Mishnah? Lay Rabbi Yosi, Lay Rabbi Yehuda. It won't shtem like Rabbi Yosi, or like Rabbi Yehuda. Re'el Lachem, the Chayim only is going to shtem like Achayim. The Tanya goes on the Rabbi Yosi. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So first we go Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Lanecha B'sham Mesil La Matanas Shemu Me'er V'Yamdiv. B'sham Mesil don't argue about Matanas that were already separated before Yamdiv. Shem Lichem Matanas Shemu Me'ayim V'Shnishlu Me'ayim. That Matanas that was separated yesterday can yes be brought to a Kayin, given to Kayin, together with the Matanas of today. So to Rabbi Yehuda is saying two chidushim over here. First of all, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the Matanas of today, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, could be given to the Kayin. And furthermore, even the Matanas of yesterday, Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel could be given as long as you give it together with Matanas of today, like Agav, it could be brought. Lenechu el elicha b'fiatzman. The whole shaila was giving the matanas from yesterday's karban, yesterday's animals that were shechted, though yesterday's afrasha, delivering those on yontiv. That's where Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai emelicha b'slam emelicha. That's where Beis Shammai says you can't bring those, and Beis Hillel says yes, you even allowed to bring those. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hillel is the same as in our Mishnah, you're allowed to bring everything. But Beis Shammai is much different. Beis Shammai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds you could bring that which is done today, and even that which is yesterday, agav today's, you just can't bring alone that from what was done yesterday. That is Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation of Beis Shammai, clearly not like the simple reading of our Mishnah. And now Rabbi Yehuda continues. The kachay Beis Shammai done, Beis Shammai made the following lamdas to Beis Hillel. Chala matanas matan l'kayin, chuma matan l'kayin. Again, similar to our Mishnah. He, Rabbi Shammai asked the chala and chuma are all matanas l'kayin. Just like you're masking, you cannot bring the chuma from Erev Yomtev, you can't bring it on Yomtev. Kachay melichas the matanas. So you have to agree you can't bring the matanas from Erev Yomtev on Yomtev, or the chalas from Erev Yomtev on Yomtev. Amun Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel said, no, not a good proof. See, this is going to be exactly the same like our Mishnah. Leim amartem b'chuma she'ein zakai b'armasam. Chuma which you cannot take on Yomtev itself, therefore you can't take on Yomtev, and the chuma for yesterday cannot be delivered today. Taimur matanas can't be given up to the kain today. Taimur matanas she'zakai b'armasam, that's not a comparison to the matanas where one is zeich in the harmasan, one is able to separate the matanas today, and therefore not only can I give the harmasan the matanas of today, I can even give them the challah and the matanas of the behema from yesterday because I'm able to take these matanas today. That is Beis Hillel's deflection to Beis Shammai. So now that is Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machlokes. Clearly, Beis Hillel stems perfectly with our Mishnah, but Beis Shammai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, does not stem with our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda is going to be even further away, and Rabbi Yehuda would not even attempt to make him stem with our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al matanas shemelichim. No one disagrees about the matanas, the challah, and the parts of the animal. In all cases, you can give it to the kohen. That's totally off of our Mishnah. The whole machlokes is lenechu el chuma. Whole machlokes is only the gabi chuma. Beis Shammai emelichim Beis Hillel emelichim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even Truma Beis Hillel holds you can bring on Yontif. It's only Beis Shammai that says that Truma you cannot bring, and everyone agrees, Sai the Chala and the Matanas from today, and even the ones from yesterday, you're allowed to bring on Yontif. So that's clearly not like our Mishnah. Even in our Mishnah, Beis Hillel was made, he was discussing with Beis Shammai about the fact that he can't bring Truma. He's giving a reason, but he says he can't bring it. According to Beis Hillel, in this version of the Brisa that Beis Hillel holds, you're actually allowed to give the Kayan Truma from that was taken before Shabbos. The Kachay Beis Hillel Dunin, and according to the Rabbi Yosi's version, it was actually Beis Hillel that brought a raya to Beis Shammai. Similar conversation, but the raya was the opposite direction. Says the Gemara, what was the raya? Chala matanis matan l'kayin, uchum matan l'kayin, chala and the matanis from Mehema are matanis l'kayin, as is truma. Kishen shev lichin as matanis, just like you're not bringing the matanis, kach melichin as the truma, so too you should be able to deliver the truma ayantav, amru lehem, Beis Shammai, Shabbos, back to Beis Hillel, la yamai maratim matanis shazak marason, now it's the same exact svar, but go the opposite direction. Beis Hillel wanted to bring a proof that she should be able to give the truma that was taken before Yontif, should be able to be delivered on Yontif. Beis Shammai says back, no. How could you bring a raya from the matanas of the chalo, the matanas of the animal that are specifically able to be separated on Yontif? Therefore, those could be brought, whether they were separated before Yontif or not, those could be delivered, given to the kain on Yontif. That's not a comparison to Truma, which always has to be before Yontif. Says the Gemara, Layim Amartem, Matanas Shazakim and Bramasan, you let it do their own on Yontif. That's not a proof. Time for Truma to Truma, Shein Zakir Masa, which you cannot do on Yontif. So Riesi is the furthest off of our Mishnah. His version of the Machlokes B'Shabbos is the furthest away. And then finally, we have a Chayim who fits seemingly, who clearly fit at the simple taich the best. They don't argue about chuma, that you can't bring it. That's exactly like we had in our Mishnah. They argue about the matanas. Cannot bring matanas at all. Yesterday, could bring all the matanas. So our Mishnah reads perfectly the same way as Achirim. Let us say a Mishnah is like Achirim and not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara doesn't even say Leim Achirim v'Leir Beisi, because Rabbi Yehuda, we know, is no chance we're going to be able to answer for Beisi. Says Gemara, we can make a shtimak Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rava, our Mishnah, we took for granted that Beishamah agrees you can never deliver the matanas on Yom Tov, whether it was a carbon that was shechted today, I keep saying carbon, whether it was an animal that was shechted today on Yom Tov, or whether it was an animal shechted before Yom Tov, either way, you're not allowed to give the Kayan the matanas. According to Beishamah, as we understood the Mishnah, says Rav, not so fast. Mik tani shehumu mehayoyim, fishnishnishtu mehayoyim, the deek that we started off with our Gemara, that we made an assumption that means that the Shechita and the Rama took place on that same day. Shehumu katana just means that the gifts were already separated. They were separated, sorry, not already, they were separated on Yom Tov. Ulam shechitas mamesh. Maybe even Beishamah's maida. The Shechita took place yesterday, the Shechita took place yesterday, and that's why it's a problem. Shechita took place yesterday, and the Rama took place yesterday, or the Shechita took place yesterday, and the Rama took place today, but the reason why it's an issue is because the Shechita took place yesterday. But if the Shechita would have taken place today, even Beishamah would agree, you're allowed to live with those matanas, and once you can live with those matanas, you can even live with the other matanas, agav these. So, Lema Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda could also be Rabbi Yehuda Kishtem with our Mishnah. The Machlekes Mishnah could be the same version as Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machlekes Beishamah Sil. Tamar Taka says that, if anything, Rabbi Seretz Lomaduyik. The Mishnah didn't say, Shehumu Meyayim, Shinishtu Meyayim, didn't spell it out. It just said that, Shehumu Tani, Mashma the Shechit took place yesterday, and that's no problem. Mashma the Beishamah would agree, if the Shechit took place today, it would be permissible. Now the Mar is flipping and saying, Adaraba, let us say the Mishnah fits better like a Rebbe than like Rabbi Yehuda, than like a Chayrim. Lame Rabbi Yehuda, Vilei Chayrim, unless the Mishnah is better like Yehuda than like a Chayrim. The Mar says, if you take a Chayrim, no Chayrim could also flip the Mishnah. Why? Uvahanach Nishtu Me'emesh, because in the Chayrim's interpretation that we just quoted, Achirim could say that we're referring to those that were shechted from yesterday. When he said that according to Beis Shammai, you certainly can't deliver the matanas, that's referring to those that were shechted yesterday, those that shechted today, maybe you could deliver. So Achirim could also shtim with this new diak we have in our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara 1 second. If he taichi Achirim, that Achirim agreed that in Beis Shammai, you're allowed to deliver animals, matanas to the Kayan, that were shechted on Yom Tov. It's only the ones that were shechted prior, that's a problem. Then Achirim and Yehuda aren't arguing. They both have the exact same interpretation. The Machlekes Beis Shammai, where's the Machlekes? Yachi, Hein, Rabbi Yehuda, L'chares, same Machlekes, Achirim and Rabbi Yehuda have the same Machlekes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. It could be not Tfeila. The Rav Kmina is Tfeila, meaning whether you could bring, we're saying both Achirim and Rabbi Yehuda agree, in Beis Shammai, the animal that was shechted today on Yom Tov, you can give the Manas Kuna to the Kayan today. The machlekes is, can I bring agav today's, once I have from today, if I have more manas kuna from yesterday, can I bring those as well? Rabbi Yehuda allowed for bringing agav, the tefillah of the secondary ones, whereas Achirim wouldn't allow even agav, the ones from today. You cannot bring yesterday's, you only have to bring today's, not yesterday's. Even when I'm bringing today's, I can't bring yesterday's agav. That'll be the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Achirim. Well, 2 more lines. Halacha Rabbeisi, halacha follows Rabbeisi. So ironically enough, after all this discussion, we have Achirim and Rabbi Yehuda both being able to ship with our Mishnah. Halacha actually accords with the third opinion in the Braisa. Rabbeisi has a totally different explanation to Machlekes, that everyone agrees you can bring all the matanis on Yom Tov. How Machlekes legabe truma, bringing truma to the Kayin on Yom Tov. Beshame says that's also permissible. Even that's permissible. And we pass on Rabbeisi, and a little story to back it up. Rabbi Breda and Nechemia, how they gavra the chamra, the truma. He had a jug of wine that was of truma. Also came to Rabbeisi, he came from the Rabbeisi, Amalai. Malab to the Kain Idna, what's the lacha about bringing this to the Kain today? Am I allowed to give this to the Kain today? Amalei, Hachem Ravida Mashmuel, Halacha Rabbeisi. Yes, Ravida Mashmuel says Lachas Agrasi. We're going to continue more about this exact conversation tomorrow. But the Lachas Agrasi, the most lenient approach that the Lachas Agrasi and Rabbeisi and Beisilil, that even Truma, you're allowed to bring Anyantav. Truma that's already set aside before Anyantav, you're allowed to bring Anyantav. And therefore, he said the Psak is, you could be Makel. We'll pause over here, pick our friends, Ramar Tashem. Again, the Sugi continues, but it's a new part of the discussion.